Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Michigan was seventh in the playoff standings last night, which was somewhat surprising given the degree to which they lost on Saturday to Ohio State. We've talked a lot about the program. We've talked a lot about Jim Harbaugh, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here's the question. Give me the next 5 years for the University of Michigan. What is the ceiling for Michigan? Like, do you think, and I'm going to do this prefacing, obviously we don't know the future of Urban Meyer.
Correct.
Okay. But let's just say Urb's going to stick around for a couple more years.
Okay.
Okay. So the Big Ten stays relatively the same with the understanding that of course there's going to be coaching turnover. Maybe Franklin takes the USC job. Maybe D'Antonio retires the next few years. Who knows? But just kind of the way the Big Ten is now. What do you think the future holds? What is a realistic expectation for Michigan over at least the next 4 or 5 years?
All right, right. Realistic expectation.
Realistic.
Realistic next 5 years. I think some will say I'm being too soft. Some will be saying I'm too hard. I think I'm being realistic. Double-digit wins 3 of the 5 years. Go to Indy twice and the playoff once.
Okay.
I think that's being realistic.
That's fair.
It's not too lofty,
No, it's not too lofty at all. I was going to say double-digit wins every year.
Okay.
I mean, I think Michigan should win 10 games every year. I just, the way the Big Ten is.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they don't play the monstrous non-conference schedule.
I'd probably say 4 out of the 5 years. But you're playing Ohio State, Michigan State, Penn State every year.
Yeah.
You have Notre Dame next year, Washington some of those years. I think they play Oklahoma in that five-year window. I know they have a home-and-home with them starting one of those years. But
right.
Whatever. Yeah, okay. I could see that. Maybe I'm being too soft on the double-digit wins, but definitely Indy twice and the playoff once, I think, is realistic, considering you have Urban or whoever at Ohio State.
Right. And look, this is not an either-or. This is not any sort of ultimatum
or anything like that,
because I don't know the inner machinations of the athletic department. Who knows what Harbaugh wants to do in terms of the NFL or whatever. I don't know what the future holds. But as frustrating as Saturday was, I do think that, I likened it to the Red Wings of 95 going up against the Devils and getting swept. 2 years later, the Wings won the Stanley Cup.
Right.
I wrote a blog in the Free Press kind of when the Red Sox got to game 7 against the Yankees in 2003 and they lost on the walk-off to Aaron Boone, it was like, okay, we're never going to win. They won it the next year.
Yes.
Okay. As bad as that was on Saturday, I don't think it's some sort of an indicator that, okay, well, now it's never going to happen. I think that's too short-sighted. There are a lot of teams who knock on the door and then a year or two later burst through that door. I don't think it's impossible, but I agree with you. Some things have to change to make it a consistent year-in, year-out contender.
Right. Sure. Actually, if your Wings analogy, I would say more after 96. Oh, my God, we had such a great regular season, and then we lose in the, we lose to Colorado. We'll never win.
Yeah.
On the non-conference schedule, you'd said Oklahoma. That's not until 2025.
Okay, so I'm wrong on that. So it's Washington.
They got Notre Dame next year. This is just the big non-conference game.
Right.
Notre Dame, and then 2 years of Washington, 2 years of UCLA. And once you get into the UCLA years, nothing else is built out. So
okay.
You could have a second big non-conference game. Then you go, you host Texas in 2024. Home and home, Oklahoma, 25-26, then at Texas, 27.
Okay.
I can't believe
it's too far down the road.
8 years from now, 9 years.
I know.
From now. Here's the deal.
Will Connor be playing for Texas, and who will you root for?
The next 5 years, I want them to own the Big Ten. I want them to become the Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jamie said realistic expectation, not what we want.
He was brought here to do that.
But is that realistic?
Yes, because number one, Urban Meyer will not be here, and that he will leave at some point.
Right. Well, who will be his successor?
The opportunity is for the taking and to get into Ohio and steal some recruits mm-hmm. and own the conference. Because if they can't get into Ohio and get some of those guys coming here, I just don't see how they can become a national contender.
But the question is, can they get those recruits to come here if those recruits aren't being shown off, aren't being, you know, showcased. You know, is a guy who's a great multi-purpose quarterback or a guy who's a speed merchant on the outside or a great running back, does he want to go to Michigan if they're going to just be conservative?
They supposedly have some two really good running backs coming in next year, one from California. Mm-hmm. There's this, I mean,
we've talked, though, that we've already said earlier this week they must evolve offensively.
Yeah.
I mean, you can forget about it. If he doesn't, if this stays like the way it is, they're never going
to
get
there. I don't think it's realistic, no matter who's coaching Ohio State, to say that they will own the Big
Ten. I agree
Ten.
With you. I don't think that's realistic either. No. I just don't, you know? I mean, again, is that the hope? Sure,
yes.
That's the goal. But I just don't think that's realistic. I don't think it's realistic for any school other than Ohio State to own this conference.
Urban Meyer's special, one of the greatest coaches of our generation.
What happened before him?
Tressel did not do well the last several years. He beat Michigan, but he didn't do that great.
Really? I mean, the last game he coached was in the BCS, I know. It was, right? He coached a game, I think, in the Sugar Bowl or something like that.
If Jim Harbaugh can't do what Jim Tressel did, shame on him.
Jim Tressel won the national championship, coached in three national championship games.
But you also have to forget, you're forgetting like Penn State and Michigan State, every one of in those 5 years, one of those years, they're going to be really freaking good.
Maybe, okay, we've reached what we've figured out my barometer then. He needs to accomplish what Jim Tressel did.
Okay.
If he can't do that, then that's not good enough.
Jim Tressel's last 6 years at Ohio State, he won the Big Ten every single year. 10-2, 12-1, 11-2, 10-3, 11-2, 12-1.
Those records and winning Big Ten, that's exactly what I want.
Okay.
Well, I want that too. I don't think that's realistic.
This guy's supposed to be the Messiah.
Forgetting
okay?
it, but that's.
But he's not.
He was brought here to. You're
but
saying
he's not.
That right now. Become that. Grow into that.
Me?
No.
I can't.
No, he can't. I don't think he can.
No, Tressel. Or Harbaugh.
Because no matter who, when Urban leaves, it'll be Ryan Day or somebody else who's going to be really good, too.
Well, I'm going to say this right now.
It's not realistic.
I can guarantee you both, most Michigan fans are with me on this.
They think
you can't do what
we're
Jim
not
Tressel,
talking about, but you're. I guess I don't think you're answering the question.
I'm
you're
telling saying, you, I want him to do what Jim Tressel
of
did.
Of course,
I do too.
What's realistic?
I want him to. Is that realistic? I don't think that's realistic.
Well,
I don't know that there's any coach.
Get somebody that can.
There's two guys who can. One's coaching in Alabama and one's coaching at Ohio State.
Clemson.
I don't know that
Dabo.
I don't know that Dabo could come here to the Big Ten and do what he's done at Clemson. All right, 248-539-9797. Michigan hasn't been that since when? The 30s?
Yeah.
I mean,
they owned the Big Ten in all the 90s.
Michigan?
There were years where they did not win the Big Ten, okay? I cannot be completely taken literally on everything I'm
saying.
I'm
not asking you to take it literally. I'm
they
saying
won
Gary,
a national
Gary
title.
Moeller had back-to-back 8-4 seasons.
They won a national title. They won multiple Big Tens, too.
How many Big Tens?
They went to Rose Bowls. They won Rose Bowls.
I know
right,
they did.
But they didn't own the
they
Big
didn't
Ten.
They didn't own the Big Ten, though.
Yeah, they did over Ohio State. They were our bitch.
Yes, and Ohio State then would go on to the Rose Bowl with one loss instead of zero losses. Or we beat Ohio State, so then Northwestern could go to the Rose Bowl. Or Michigan beat Ohio State to ruin their perfect season, allowing Iowa to go to the Rose Bowl.
You wouldn't take going to win an Orange Bowl and winning a national championship. They did that in the 90s,
yes.
/ if you want to, literally 2000, because it was a 2000 Orange Bowl.
But
Gov, what you're saying, it kind of goes back to what we said on Monday. If you want to return Michigan football to where it was under Lloyd Carr, that's fine. In the 90s, they were one of the best programs in the Big Ten. They weren't the preeminent program in
Is
the Big
if
Ten.
So you guys are you're taking this 9 years now because you're adding 5 years on the four he's had. He doesn't win a national title.
But the question is... The question Jamie said, what's in the next 5 years? What's realistic in the next five years?
I don't think that's realistic. Here's the list of the 90s bowl appearances by Michigan. You ready? Gator, Rose, Hall of Fame, Holiday, Alamo, Outback, Rose, Citrus, Orange. That's good. That's not owning the conference.
Right.
We're talking about two separate things.
I feel like I'm being...
What?
Picked apart, man, literally, but word by word here.
Well,
my expectations are different than yours. Yours guys are soft and be secondary Big Ten
that's
team.
That's not expect. You,
it's damn time they took over the conference.
Okay, but that's not realistic. That's the whole
your
point.
Hope.
I agree with you. Yeah, it'd be great.
No, my realistic is different. I set a different standard than you guys do.
Well, the standard is not real. That's
yeah,
the
yeah.
difference.
Good luck reaching your standard.
Well, they better.
Okay.
And I think he's gonna.
Okay. Then that's realistic. I don't think he will. What's a realistic expectation for Michigan over the next 5 years? I think it's realistic to think they'll contend for the Big Ten championship. They should win a couple Big Ten championships. They should contend for the playoff. Gov wants them to dominate the Big Ten over the next 5 years.
And we just disagree of what we want and what is a realistic expectation.
It's essentially a stupid semantical debate. We're debating what we want to happen, what we think will happen, what's realistic. And obviously the ticket texters are on both sides of this, like this one. Stone and Jamie, you guys are truly disappointing. Your standard sucks. Exactly why people hate hearing you talk Michigan. You two continue your run of mediocrity. Well, I'm sorry you hate, because we are. The funny thing about the texture is we're talking Michigan and you're listening. So I find it odd that you hate it so much.
Right. And I'm a huge Michigan fan. I look at it realistic. I see what's.
We're not even talking about Harbaugh necessarily. No. We're not talking about ultimatums or if he should be fired or not or whatever. That's up to you guys. I don't think he's going to get fired anytime soon. I think he's essentially got a lifelong appointment at Michigan, barring a disaster of some kind. 10-2 losing to Ohio State is not going to do it. But it's also not going to get you fired.
No, but I said it's realistic to think that they could go to Indy twice. And that's being bad. What if you asked the same question to people in Columbus? They'd say our realistic expectation is getting there four times probably, because they've done that before.
They'd probably say five times.
Probably.
Yeah.
There are somewhat of a fragile state right now, though. You don't know what's happening with Meyer. And with that, I think, comes along also the athletic director. That it's not a given that the machine's going to be kept going.
I understand.
It's very hard to do that.
But what's funny about that, Gov, is that they lost Tressel, and they had the 1 year of Fickell, and it was like, oh, boy. And then...
Well, we all knew, though, that...
Once Urban got there.
I mean, when Urban left Florida, it was sitting on a tee to happen.
Some ticket texts. Gov is the problem with Michigan's program. Dumb fans. Delusional. Gov's right. His standards are absolutely right. I agree with him. That's from Sean in Canton. Harbaugh was brought here to win titles. Dennis in St. Clair Shores. The next 5 years for Michigan will be great. The foundation has been laid, and all they have to do now is clear that last hurdle. Three trips to Indy, two playoff appearances, and one national championship. Michigan has the horses to run with everybody. They just need a better jockey. I assume that would mean a different head coach.
I think some of this, too, I said this in the break, you guys, that I would accept what Ohio State did this season as a very successful season for Michigan. And I don't want to get into the particulars of the – I'm not saying beat Ohio State 62-39. I'm talking about that. I'm talking about when all is said and done, I'm sitting there 11-1, and I'm being considered by the committee.
That's great.
If I don't get selected because I'm being hurt by my own conference, I can't hold that against Jim Harbaugh.
No one. I mean, if Michigan were, let's say Michigan had beaten Ohio State and they won the Big Ten championship game, and somehow got left out because of some SEC bias or because Oklahoma did something terrifically unbelievable in the Big 12 championship game, I think Michigan fans would be pissed. But I still think they would look at this as a very successful season. You know?
Yeah,
if you're sitting here saying your standard is they should go 11-1 or 12-1 every year and put themselves in the picture for the Big Ten or for the national championship, I think every Michigan fan in the world would take that.
Of course we'd take that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's realistic.
And to clarify, I say own the Big Ten, but in the next 5 years, if you went next year, you made it to Indy, and then you had a 9-3, and then you got back to Indy, and then you go 8-4. Huh. These things go up and down. Like I brought up Washington. You know, their last couple of years, they did make a playoff, and they're going to maybe win their conference this year.
Okay, well, you're changing now on us because you said before own the Big Ten. Washington has never owned the Pac-12.
I would say two out of the last 3 years they have. And that's what we're talking about a 5 year period here. That's
right. Okay.
They're not, when you own it, I'm saying 4 out of 5 years, something like that.
Well, Washington hasn't done that. Only 4 to 5 years?
Chris Peterson is tracking that way.
I don't know. I feel like they almost backed into the North Division this year.
They beat the best team in the conference.
Yes, they did. They did.
At their place.
Yeah. But I don't know. When I think of the Pac-12, I guess I think Oregon owned it for a long stretch. I think USC obviously owned it for a long stretch.
Stanford had a good little run.
Yeah. Anyway, James in Port Huron, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, James.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
In regards to the future here, one thing I noticed about the game Saturday was as the faster defensive linemen and linebackers are able to put pressure on Patterson, he spent most of the game trying to throw off his back foot or throw on the run, and he really wasn't particularly accurate. He doesn't have a lot of arm strength. when you're playing faster teams like the Ohio State defense, you need a quarterback with more arm strength. So I thought it was interesting at the end of the game they brought that freshman in, Milton, and that kid, very first pass, he throws an interception. He comes back the next drive. He throws the exact same pass into double coverage. Both of those throws, though, were absolute ropes. He has the hardest arm strength that I've seen anyone in the Harbaugh era at Michigan. And they said his redshirt eligibility be available for next year. So really, I would think that if that kid is potentially someone that they can build a program around with just his ability to throw that hard, I really feel like Michigan needs to change their offensive philosophy because the entire game seems to be trending towards you have to put up big numbers and you have to put them up in the passing game quick.
I agree with you, James, and you also have to McCaffrey's very good in that offense as well, and he got hurt.
Yeah, I don't really like Patterson. He kind of reminded me a lot of Darnold the previous year at USC where anytime he seems to feel the pressure, he kind of throws like a wobbly duck-type pass. I don't project him very well in the NFL. I really saw the Jets overstretched on the Darnold pick, and these are the reasons for it. I don't know if this Milton kid's going to be any good, but I thought that was super interesting that they said that even with his appearance in the game and potentially in any other bowl game, he'll still maintain his redshirt eligibility. So hopefully he's a pitcher.
I got to be honest, and I'm not as diehard as you are, Stoney, but my eyes start to really glaze over when we start talking about the next quarterback. I mean, that's been the story since Harbaugh got here. Milton, McCaffrey.
Well, you hope they...
Patterson was pretty good.
He was good. Hopefully you have enough quarterbacks, and that's why they recruited a kid coming in next year, too, Cade McNamara, I believe his name. You keep recording quarterbacks, so eventually...
Oh, I understand that. No, I'm not saying...
And the way they want to do it is, McCaffrey for 2 years, Milton for 2 years, and if they're as good as they think, then they're going to go to the pros after their junior year or senior year anyway.
I'm not saying stop recruiting quarterbacks. Right. I'm saying it just seems like it's always been who's next. And then this entire offseason, it was going to be the Shea Patterson show. And I thought Shea Patterson was Michigan's most important player, certainly, one of its best players. And yet here we are saying, oh, but Milton, McCaffrey, it's always the next guy. There's always this obsession with the next guy. It's like Jim Harbaugh is supposed to be this quarterback guru. I don't know. I'm getting tired of the next guy.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.